chance to go undefeated on the road. There's only a handful of teams in NFL history who've ever gone undefeated on the road in the regular season. What does that say maybe about the mental toughness?
I think it's something we try to pride ourselves on. Having mental toughness really starts, you know, really in training camp with the different things Coach Belichick throws at us. Some things that we obviously won't like and don't want to go through, but, you know, go through. And even, you know, back in OTAs where I think a lot of teams, you know, either practice nice weather or inside, and, you know, we get some pretty bad weather in the springtime around here. We'll be outside practicing and trying to get better. So, You hope that that shows up during the season, and I think for us it has shown up in tough situations on the road and trying to fight through. So this will be another tough test, you know, going down to Miami. They've had a really good season and really have turned things around since we played them last. So we know it'll be a hostile environment. So going in there and getting a win I think will be big for us. And, you know, like you said, overall it'll be a great accomplishment. But I think for us, this is a really tough test. We haven't won down there in 3 years. So it's a, even bigger than just this year. It's trying to go down there and play well, because not winning shows we just haven't played well down there.
So that outdoor, you're talking about practicing outdoors, and yet it's really a non-factor for you guys because it's generally not the kind of conditions you're practicing in here.
Yeah, but we can't get the conditions we'll practice. I mean, playing down there, we just can't get it here, you know, no matter what. So. But I think the mental toughness of practicing in anything prepares us for whatever the challenge is. You know, going to Denver and it's super cold, and going to Miami now where I don't know what the weather forecast is, but it, like you said, it won't be what it is here.
And what's the challenge of tackling a guy like Ajayi, who seems to relish the contact and try to dish out hits himself?
That he doesn't want to go down. I think when you watch him, you just see in really every situation, you know, him trying to break a tackle or throwing a guy off him, you know, in this play sometimes where, you know, it seems like he's stopped behind the line by maybe two defenders and he's just, you know, I don't want to go down. I'm going to try to run through this. And you see him take maybe a negative one or no gain and get 3 or 4 yards. Which is just tough, you know. It puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and you see the effect he has on defenses where he wears them down, where a lot of his yardage is coming in the second half, having huge second halves where he's able to just wear a defense down with 4-yard gains, 5-yard gains, 2-yard. Then he breaks, like last week, he breaks a 57-yarder in overtime. So obviously tackling is tough, but I think the down after down for 60 minutes tackling him is going to be a tough problem too. Veteran guy. You know, we played him a couple years ago when he was a starting quarterback for Miami. So a guy that's not in a situation where it is unknown to him. You know, he's started and led that football team. I would imagine that that team has tremendous trust in him player-wise for his leadership and what he brings. And I think the big thing is 2-0. You know, he's taking over and he's doing everything the offense needs him to do. You know, they still are creating big plays in the passing game, whether it's shots down the field or quick throws, or getting it to the right guy and then breaking a tackle. So he's an experienced guy that knows the offense, obviously, has a good grasp of it, and is going to be ready to go.
You guys have had your ups and downs with Jarvis Landry. What makes him right now more dangerous than maybe that he was at the beginning of the season?
He's super competitive. You know, he's trying to fight for every yard out there. We often talk about here he's like a running back once he gets the ball in his hands, fighting for extra yards, making guys miss. So he's a tough guy that you got to surround. You know, I think times that we do good, do well against him is when we surround him with a bunch of guys getting to the ball, whether it's a, you know, a quick throw or a screen pass, anything. You know, they give him the ball in so many different ways. But I think when we pursue and get to the ball and you know, if he makes one guy miss, we have 2 or 3 guys following it up. I think that's the key to stopping him. He's a very tough guy to bring down in the open field. So the more guys we get to him, I think the better off we're going to be.
Yesterday, Devin, I think it was Bill and a couple other people were talking about the technique of tackling and how important it is to get guys to the ground. And obviously you had that big play in Denver. How much pride do you take in bringing a guy to a ground? And what kind of – how hard do you work on it every week?
I take a lot of pride. I just think because of our position, you know, me, Deron, Chung, the corners, being out there in the secondary, you know, I've always been told – You know, when a D lineman or a linebacker misses a tackle, it's not the worst thing because that's why the secondary is there. But when we miss a tackle, the 12 to 15-yard gain turns into 50, 60 yards. So I think you have to take pride in that because whenever you miss a tackle, it's a touchdown. You know, so I think all our guys, we talk about it. We work on it every day in practice. So it's something that, you know, in the secondary where, you know, oftentimes people say, you know, they get paid to cover. Their job is to shut guys down, not necessarily tackling. I think here we understand, especially Coach Belichick's old school, he's about tackling. He's about everyone on the defense, you know, getting to the ball and tackling. So I think it's something as a group we take pride in, and we try to be good tacklers.
Is that a difficult thing to work on this stage of the year?
No, I mean, obviously you're not going to the ground or, you know, it's not as much physical, but there's different things that we do that I think teach angles, you know, teach where your help is, how to use the help or the sideline to help you. So it's something that all the way back in April when we're not even allowed to do any physical contact, we're talking about and working on. So it's just a continuation from soon as we start throughout the season, talking about tackling and working on it.
You said the passing offense looks the same. They're doing a lot of the same things, but is more and more of a stationary quarterback than Tannehill is? I know you guys have in the past spent a lot of time being concerned with Ryan's ability to tuck and run.
Yeah, I think Matt Moore, I mean, he's not a guy that just sits back there and can't move. You know, if he has to, he can move around. But obviously, you know, with Tannehill being a former receiver, his athleticism is a little different. I think he's able to just move around and make more plays with just his legs. But I think a lot of that is hard to, you know, I don't think the offense draws some of the stuff up that Tannehill is able to do when he's able to escape or extend a play. What I'm saying is offense looks same as, you know, how they're trying to attack defenses. I think Matt Moore's understanding of, you know, what they've been doing all year long is still very similar. But obviously they're different players and they have different strengths and weaknesses. So, but I just think it's not one of those situations where the backup quarterback comes in and it's now, oh, how can we change the offense? How can we stop doing this and maybe add this? I think it's more them running their stuff and letting Matt Moore do what he does well, and it's very similar to the things they did with Tannehill.
This secondary has been together for a long time. Some of you guys played in college, and it seems like you all have pretty good relationships off the field. I guess, what is this continuity, the relationship outside the building? What do you think that does for the defense?
I think it adds a communication. I think we always talk about how big communication is. Especially this time of year when you have so many games on teams and you know what they're doing. So you're preparing all week. You're focusing on their tendencies, what they're trying to do to hurt you. And then there's always a couple plays this time of year that the offense and the defenses know if you put in that teams haven't seen from you, you know, it helps out. So I think just the communication, being able to run your base stuff, your fundamentals, and get guys on the same page, I think all that starts with the time you spend, the trust you gain, and the trust you build with the different guys you're playing with. So it's been a fun journey with those guys, and I think the different things we've gone through have helped us, you know, on the field, and a lot of that comes from off the field as well.
Devin, Bill had some interesting comments today about defensive players versus offensive players and why some guys play on one side of the ball and some guys play on the other side. He said, I'll just read you the quote. He said, I think most defensive players need to understand that the reason they don't play offense is because they're not good enough to play offense. What do you
I mean, I would say he knows a lot more about football than me. But I don't know. I don't know what he means good enough as in, you know, we can't catch, we can't, I don't know. So, Cyrus is pretty good with the ball in his hands. I'm pretty good. Maybe I'm no Julian Edelman, but I'm okay. But I don't know. Guys, I think, you know, on the opposite end, I'm sure if he comes in our meeting room, he'll tell us, you know, we play defense because we're more physical, we're nasty, we like to hit. So I'm going to really go with that side of it rather than the we're not good enough. But he said that to us before. I've heard that.
The last time you get to play a ton of offense, did you play any of Rutgers?
No, I was a really low-end recruit at Rutgers, so I didn't do much of anything other than what scout team opportunities I had. So, but no, just kickoff returns and stuff like that. I've never been a big fan of offense, really, though.
Even in high school, they didn't?
No, we had a running offense, and my brother was a running back. I'm not much of a blocker, so it wasn't for me.
Would you say it's... Oh, go ahead. Nah, so you don't even know what you're missing, then.
I don't miss him much. Defense is where it's at. What's the saying go? Defense wins championships.
Would you say that there are many offensive players who couldn't hit like defensive players? Would that be the...
Definitely. There's not many physical players on offense. They stand out when you see a guy who's very physical on offense. It surprises you a lot of times. Kronk? Yeah.
Kronk be like one of those guys that could...
We have to try to find a position. I don't know what he would be. Maybe an end. I don't know. He guy has a lot of ability, so he'll find a way.
How did you assess Julian's cornerback play back in 2011?
He's a smart player, though. He Jules is smart. He used what he knew from offense on defense, route combinations, how guys stemmed routes. He did that. And he was very smart. He only needed to know a little bit about what we were doing on defense, and everything else he took from his knowledge of offense. So he was very effective for us.
Anybody in that defensive meeting room that's lobbied to play offense at any point?
Our offense is pretty good, I don't think. I don't think they're dying to get any of us on defense out there.
Devin, can you just talk a little bit about the importance of finishing right and kind of getting this closing the season well?
I think it's huge. I just think as a football team, there's no on and off switch. You know, you can't just decide when you want to play. I think on the outside end, everyone talks about, you know, really how this week is not that important and how the playoffs are right there. And I think for us, you know, none of that really matters. We're going against a division team that knows us well, that's beaten us at home over the last 3 years. I think it's important for us to just know our blueprint, know what we've done week in and week out, and stay to that. You know, I think it starts today with us in the meeting rooms learning, going out there, practicing well today, carrying that over into Thursday and then Friday, and then that gives us the opportunity to go play well on Sunday. And I think you don't want to break that for anything. You want to just keep doing that. And I think that gives you the mental toughness, that gives you the routine that you need. So many of us are built on routines and being able to do the same thing every day. Most of us, you know, we know what Wednesday is like. And if the game's on a different day, then we turn Tuesday into Wednesday in our head. And that's how we go about it. So I think that's very key for us. If we want to go out there and play the type of football we want over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it starts with going out there today, practicing well, and then playing well Sunday.
And Devin, doesn't that carry into the whole thing you talked about last week about what happened last year and just getting that number one seed? I mean, isn't that motivation enough as you sit here and get ready for, you know, this game coming up?
I think it is, but I think, you know, whether we're the number one seed, whether we were the number six seed, I think, you know, like you just brought up earlier, we've done well playing on the road. We've done things that we know we can go out there and win when we practice and do things the right way. So I think more importantly than any seeds or anything, it's about us as a team, how we prepare, how we get ready to go during the week, us not trying to do something that we're not trying to be something we're not, and knowing what makes us a good team, offensively, defensively, special teams, and doing that every week. And I think this week is no different than over the last couple weeks when we've done that and gone out and executed. So I think as a captain, as a leader, it's important to echo that to the guys and make sure they understand that. Thank you.